Hello and welcome to Mandala Art Meditations with Maureen Frank. That's me, the Mandala Lady. And every week, the idea of this show is to lead you through a guided meditation where at the end of the 15-minute show, you're free to continue on with your meditation, journal, if you feel so inspired to write about your experience during the meditation, or if you feel like taking a creative outlet, which I encourage you to do, is to create a mandala to represent what your experience was during the guided meditation. And there, I would ask that you let go of the idea of creating a piece of art. It's more about expressing your experience. And so let go of this notion that you have to be able to draw or pick colors, whatever. We're wanting to get what's in our mind's eye out onto a piece of paper so it can just be the essence of it. So if you saw somebody standing in your mandala vision, then feel free to draw a stick figure or draw a circle with lines coming out of it. Whatever best represents it for you, there's something about taking what's in our mind's eye and putting it down on paper or on some surface in front of us, and so that we can get a better look at it, a better feel for it, and more insights I find come through that process. For me, doing this meditation and creating the mandala afterwards, I go ahead and post it on my mandalareadings.com website. If you click on the blog tab on the menu bar, then you can see what came out for me. And usually what I do is draw whatever visual that I use for our guided meditation. And the visuals come to me as part of going into the meditation. The only thing I use as a guide for this, at least for the next year and a half, is taking a tarot card and picking one at random and using that as our focus for the weekly meditations. So for today, I had pulled the Page of Pentacles. And in looking into that particular card, the word potential came up about how we can have ideas about things that we want to create in our lives, for ourselves, for others, whatever, that today we're going to look at, well, let's see if we can move that along from being a thought and to bringing it into fruition. So as part of getting ready for this meditation, if you're going to do a mandala afterwards, have your paper ready and whatever media you're going to use to color it with, be it color pencils or crayons or whatever it is that you want to use, or you may just want to use markers. And if you're going to journal afterwards, then have your journal ready with your writing implement. And if you're going to continue meditating, just make sure you have a nice, quiet space in which to do so. So now I would ask that you get comfortable, sit up straight, or if you're lying down, that's okay too, whatever works for you to be able to do the meditation. We start out first by being in our body, being very aware of our presence in the body. In other words, be where your body is. Feel any areas where it might be tense or where it's giving you some attention. Maybe maybe some discomfort or pain, or you don't feel anything at all. It could be that it's just very relaxed and comfortable as is. Just do a body scan. Just see where in your body there's some tension. And wherever you find this tension, breathe into it. Breathe in love and light into that spot. And exhale, releasing it, letting it go. for whatever reason it has served you to get your attention, now it's got your attention, and now you can let it go. Take another deep breath, breathing in love and light through your entire body. Exhaling, letting go of any excess tension. Let your body be supported by whatever is holding you up, be it a chair, a bed, the floor. Be grateful and thankful to that which is giving you support at this time. It's happy to be there in support of you, to help you in this process. I just heard that these things that provide us support, it's their job, it's what we do. We are happy to be there for you. Let's move into our emotional bodies. Be aware of what you're feeling at this time and where you're feeling it. Visualize that or sense that you're giving yourself an emotional body scan. Go up and down your body and see and feel whatever emotions are coming to mind. Or rather, I should say coming to your heart. Where are you feeling it? Breathe into it and release it. Now let's venture into our mental bodies. Do a mental scan of your thoughts. Without judgment, just be aware of your thoughts. Breathe into your mind's eye, being grateful that you have all these lovely thoughts. We'll call them lovely thoughts for now, regardless of their content. And release it, quieting the mind as best you can. Take another deep breath, being present in your bodies, emotional, physical, and mental bodies. Now let's bring our spiritual bodies into play. Focus on your heart, the whole upper part of your torso, the heart area, also known as the heart chakra area. Bring your awareness to your heart. Bring light into your heart. Feel your heart being filled up with this beautiful, warm, golden light, filling you with love, joy, peace. Breathe it into your heart and allow your heart to open with each exhale. And feel this beautiful light just radiating throughout the rest of your body, reaching outside your body and beyond. Feeling yourself both grounded and expanding at the same time. And now let us call in our higher selves, however that feels for you. You may see it as a light as a being, as an angel, as a guide, whatever works best for you when you hear the term higher self. Feel your higher self's presence. It is here to help us, to guide us, to connect us with the divine that we are. And now let's draw our attention to this idea of potential. What does that mean to you? What is it that it invokes in you when you think potential? Some of us may see it as something so far out of our reach. You can see it off in the distance. Or you see it as it, oh, it's right there, but there's this wall of glass. Like you touch the glass, you want to reach for that cookie, let's say, that's on the other, but it's on this other side of the glass. It's so close and yet so far. For me, the visual that comes to mind is this beautiful mountain peak, purple mountain with a white snow cap. The sun is coming up on an angle behind it, not necessarily through the top, but off a little off to the side. And I see this path before me leading up to the mountain. And the fascinating thing is that while it seems like the mountain's far away, the pathway is actually quite short. Reminding us that whatever we may see or want to create or see our potential, that we see, may see that it's, oh, it's so far off, or this idea of maybe there's a project you want to work on and you see that it's, oh, it's going to take forever to create, or some achievement you want to achieve that, oh, it'll take forever to do. Imagine this house of illusions, the mirrors that when you stand in front of it, it distorts us. And it's really our distorted illusions that make us think that things are far off. I'm reminded of that phrase that a journey of I've heard it several different ways, but a journey of 1,000 steps begins with the first step. And the amazing thing about this particular journey of potential is that with each step we take, no matter, regardless of how small of a step we take, that this potential, this mountain, comes that much, exponentially closer to us. So as we draw to our closing of this meditation, think about all the things that you want to create in your life. Pick one that's just been nagging you that you really want to do that seems like it's so far off in the distance. It coming closer to you. What does it look like to you? Just see the potential and just make one step each day towards making that happen. And it could be that today is the day you write it down on a piece of paper, and tomorrow is the day where you figure out what would be the next step towards making this happen. In closing, I would like to thank you for being here and listening to this meditation. I hope you found it helpful. I would love for you to share what you create if you'd like. You can contact me via mandalareadings.com on my contact page. You can share your mandala, your revelations that came to you. May you all be able to bring your potentials into fruition. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.